Panthers.
Steven, I'll see the power play came through again. What have you seen since maybe that Detroit game where you guys kind of started to turn it a little bit there?
Well, it was just a little more confident. So I talked about that when we were going through the little, you know, rough patch where confidence is it's a real thing, and it's something that when you gain some, guys start to feel the puck a little more. You start to make some plays that we're accustomed to making, and obviously a big part of tonight's win is the power play and the penalty kill. And you know, that's a really good team over there, and we've got good special teams as well. So that was the difference maker tonight.
So how much did that point goal just kind of give you guys a boost coming at that time? After he came off the ice early on the second period?
Yeah, we talked about in between the second and third that this was probably one of the better games that we played. Obviously, we were down going to the third, but let's not change much. I liked our approach to the game. So, you know, like I said, very good team over there. They played last night, you know, maybe a little fatigue for them, but we knew in the third we were fresh. We wanted to get on them. So we got that power play, obviously a big goal, you know, by Pointer. Just gave us some extra life and some momentum, and I thought we had some pretty good chances there in the third regulation.
Stammer, can you take us through the game winner there? You don't get that much space in the slot like that very often.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's something that we've been working on is the 4-on-3, so I think the mindset was just to get some more pucks on net, so, you know, that creates some scrambles. Pointer made obviously a great play, a couple nice moves in the slot. He sticks with it, got it to me, and had some time. I saw Cooch. I thought he was going to shoot it. He, you know, gave it right back to me, and I knew I was in a good position to shoot, so just tried to fire one quick before the goalie could set. And, you know, nice to see that one going.
Following up to that question, when you're on the ice with Kucherov, should you be expecting the puck at any time?
Yeah. So, I was. I shouldn't say I was completely surprised, but, you know, Cooch is obviously one of the best playmakers in the league, so he's been, when he gets the puck in those situations, usually good things happen, and he made some good plays, obviously, on the power play tonight. And 5-on-5, I thought, he made some tremendous plays, too, so it was nice being out there with Pointer and Cooch tonight. They're making things happen.
It was a light play with those guys. I mean, I know you play them all the time, but, you know, just get that.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, things are going to happen. So for me, just trying to do some of the smaller things, get in front of the net, you know, get them the puck with some time and space, obviously. Two totally different players in the pace that they play. Pointer is so dynamic with his speed, and Cooch is so dynamic in slowing things down. So just try to read off them. I haven't played with them a bunch this year, so the past couple games it's been nice to, you know, just feel each other out a little bit and, you know, just stick with it. I thought tonight was, like I said, as a team, one of our better games, and as a line the last couple games, we had some really good chances tonight, 5-on-5.
Stammer, you put that tough road trip. Now that's behind you guys. It's like it's full bore. Everything out in front of you, that the mindset of like, hey, let's just start playing.
Yeah, I mean, we want to be playing good down the stretch and into the playoffs. So, you know, panic has never set in with this group. Obviously, we knew it was a tough stretch, but we weren't making excuses about the schedule or the amount of road games. We were just trying to figure things out. Sometimes it takes a while. It's a long season. It's a grind, and we'd much rather have some of those, you know, hiccups at this time of the year than in a month from now. So. You know, we have the group that is poised in these situations, and you know, it's 3 in a row right now, so let's keep the momentum going up with a favorable home schedule.
Steve, can you talk about the atmosphere in the building tonight? Obviously, you only had a couple home games this month. It seemed like the crowd was kind of ready to go, especially the two top teams.
Yeah, I mean, it was a very entertaining game. So I thought the third period, the fans got into it. You know, there was a couple, you know, let's go Bolts chants, and you could feel the energy. I know, obviously, it's not a playoff atmosphere yet, but I think that's as close as you're going to get with a team like Carolina. We got some really good teams coming in this building, you know, some division rivals coming in, so I expect the atmosphere to ramp up here as we head into the postseason.
You mentioned you guys were talking about how one of your best games in a while. Like, what kind of things, parts of your game do you really like that you saw maybe some?
Yeah, well, I mean, the effort was there. That's first and foremost with this team. When we have to compete, usually things fall into line after that. Execution is a big one too that we've been talking about. So we didn't spend much time in our own end. I mean, that's a great recipe, especially against a good hockey team. When you can get out of the zone and dictate the play in the neutral zone and the offensive zone. I think, you know, it was halfway through the second period, they had 5 or 6 shots on net. So it was definitely one of our most complete games in a while.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Steve.